Hello and welcome to another podcast of ESA Talks. This is about various news about Putin and one Japan news that they are telling in Japan that the world is on turning point. So what this is turning point means, because there are things that happening that is turning the things around. Let me say that Russia, China, North Korea, probably Vietnam too, is preparing for World War III. And they are Putin making a lot of, saying things that he wants Gotland, and he putting put weapons and soldiers next to the Finland's border, and they are also producing 10 times more weapons, ammunition than the West do, like Europa, Australia, United States, Canada. Russia and is doing 10 times more producing weapons than all of the West. So that is quite worrying. I have talked about this in another episode. And it is quite remarkable that no one know about this. And Poland knows it, because after I was making one podcast episode about this, and there was like a couple of days the Poland Prime Minister was talking about that Europa is not prepared for World War III or prepared for against Russia, because they are producing too much weapons, and the West are like, we are the best, we will with our joint thing, we will succeed anyway. But that is totally bullshit if you are with me. Also, Finland have announced they're gonna make one aid package for Ukraine worth 2 milliard kronor. It is about 2 milliard kronor. It is, if you calculate that with 8 divided by 8, so you will get that in dollar. So that is quite good. Hopefully they're gonna give a lot of assault weapons and ammunition, because they're gonna need that, and also not 155 millimeter shells. They need smaller shells that reach like 5 kilometers, because the 155 millimeters is very expensive. Thanks to the United States private factories that make it from $2,000 each, and now it's worth like $8,000 each, because they think they will earn more money because of that. That is very stupid of the factories. And I have told you in one other episode that is what they are doing. When they see one opportunity in the United States, they will like 4 or 5 double the value, like they do with all war machines in United States. Putin is called, in Swedish, is called maktgalen. It means that he is crazy about power. He wants control. It's like one Lenin or one Stalin that he want to be. He want to be like them, like this. Favorite person of his is like be like that, but you know, the West is not prepared for one war with Russia, because they have so much weapons, ammunition, that you don't believe. They will easily have 5 years without producing any weapons. They will succeed with that anyway. Yet they are still producing more, because they are prepared for World War III, and the West are not. So they need to step up the production, Europa and even Finland, Sweden, Norway, all Europa, Canada, Australia, Japan, and of course, South Korea need to be stepping up, also United States, because things gonna happen in 5 years. I told you in one other episode, they're gonna be World War III within 5 years, because the Putin is preparing for one World War III without nukes. Because if you're using nukes, they're gonna get received by nukes. That is a big problem of that, using nukes. Maybe they can use H-bomb, and that is more cleaner but still more powerful. So why they have nukes when they can use that bomb? Like Tsar Bomba is like very big explosion. If you have not seen one Tsar Bomba in action, you should see that in YouTube, because there they have the videos of everything that is. So Putin is hungry for more power, and probably he gonna go soon go back to the old Soviet Union, because he gonna go to all the allies that was Soviet Union back that then to back him up. He have already North Korea, and he has already probably China and White Russia. Probably he's gonna go for other like Kazakhstan and Oldestan and that is, and to be his allies again, to join them in one big marathon of World War III. Because then this never gonna end happily, because there's gonna be 30 years of war minimum until they're gonna be peace forever. That is like Nostradamus said, they're gonna be 130-year war for mankind, the World War III, and then gonna be peace forever. Probably because there are no no people left after that. So yes, that is the truth. So see, hope you like this episode, and see you in next episode. Follow me, like and share. This was based on some news, and I was talking some bullshit, but this was real. See ya.